ओम हरिः ओम तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम ओम श्रीमहागणपतये नमः ओम सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् शंकराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयम् करुणालयम् नमामि भगवत्पादशंकरम् लोकशंकरम् शंकरम् शंकराचार्यम् केशवम् बादरायणम् सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम् हरिः ओम् तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ओम् ओम् आप्यायन्तु ममाङ्गानि वाक्पादश्चक्षुश्रोत्रमतो बलमिन्द्रियाणि च सर्वाणि सर्वम् ब्रह्म उपनिषदम् माहम् ब्रह्म निराकुर्याम् मा ब्रह्म निराकरोत् अनिराकरणमस्तु निराकरणम् मे अस्तु तदात्मनिरतेय उपनिषत्सु धर्मास्ते मयि सन्तु ते मयि सन्तु ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः सो वी आर् डूइंग द फर्स्ट चैप्टर ऑफ द स्केन उपनिषद वी हैव गॉन अप टू द सिक्स्थ वर्स सिक्स्थ मंत्र सो यू नो वेरी वेल मंत्र नंबर टू एंड मंत्र नंबर थ्री बोथ दीस मंत्रास आर महावाक्यम्स wherein the chakshushas chakshuh shrotrasya shrotam and viditat aviditat atha adi those two mantras are the mahavakyams wherein atma is equated to brahman and atma swarupam is revealed when consciousness is revealed and the following mantras 4 5 6 etc all these mantras reveal that atma is the revealer of all the sense organs all the organs of actions all the pranas and all the mind all the minds and also all the physical forms and the entire world but atma happens to be the revealer the illuminator of all the sense organs atma cannot be revealed by the sense organs that has been said in the mantras in that context now the sixth mantra we started seeing but let me start with the sixth mantra so today we can complete all the 6 7 8 9 all the now, according to my book 6 7 8 9 according to some books there are only 7 mantras okay doesn't matter which is the number today we'll complete the first chapter 7 or 9 so the fifth some according to some books what we are going to do is a part of the fifth mantra according to some books it is sixth mantra okay doesn't matter so here we are talking about, we have earlier mantras stated earlier mantras are commentary actually form the commentary on the second and third mantras and those mantras reveal that atma cannot be revealed by sense organs because atma is the very revealer of the sense organs यन्मनसा न मनुते येन आहुर्मनोमतम् तदेव ब्रह्मत्वं विद्धि नेदं यदिदमुपासते ऐ गॉट इट ओके यन्मनसा न मनुते Yan manasa na manute. What is Brahman? Brahman is that which the mind cannot think of, mind cannot conceive of. Brahman is the Atma which the mind cannot conceive of, think of. Mind cannot objectify. Okay. One cannot objectify Atma through the mind or with the mind. Manasa kaschit, okay, we can say purushaha or a man, manushyaha, manasa na manute. That yat stands for Atma, the Brahman. Manasa na manute. Human being does not, cannot think of, conceive of Atma, the Brahman, with the mind, through the mind. Now, next sentence. Manaha, read it now.
Manaha.
Iti antahkaranam. Manaha iti antahkaranam. Here the word mind means the total mind, in mind which is a composition of all the various thoughts, including what? Manaha, buddhihi, chittam, ahankaraha. Whenever you use the word antahkaranam, you mean mind, intellect, memory and ahankara. All the thoughts put together form the mind. Buddhi manasoho ekatvena grihyate. Mind and intellect together are, okay, taken here as the antahkaranam, which includes also memory and ego. Is it clear? Hope you are all following me. Buddhi manasoho ekatvena grihyate means it is taken as one what? Mind and the intellect together are taken as one. Then manut, why mind is called mind? He is saying manute anena iti manaha. Manute anena iti manaha means that by which one is thinking, conceiving, minding, knowing, therefore it is called mind. Sarvakarana sadharanam. Sarvakarana sadharanam means what? Mind is something which is behind all the sadharanam. Sadharanam means mind is something which is equally associated with all the five sense organs. Okay, sarvakarana sadharana means what? That which is associated with all the sense organs. So mind here is the antahkaranam, which is associated with which alone one thinks, conceives of objects, and which is associated with all the sense organs equally. Then, thereby, sarva vishaya vyapakam. Sarva vishaya vyapakam also is mind. Mind is something through the senses which pervades all the external objects perceived through the senses. Vishaya means objects of perception. Sarva vishaya means all the objects of perception through all the instruments of perception. No, vyapakam means what? That which pervades. So here, sarva vishaya vyapakatvat. Vyapakatvat means what? Due to its pervasiveness of all the objects of perception. It is associated with all the sense organs also. Mind is associated with all the sense organs. How do we say? Because mind pervades all the objects. Antahkarna vrittis pervade all the external objects of perception. Therefore, pervasiveness, pervading all the external objects is not possible if the mind is not associated with all the sense organs. Is it clear? And this mind, what is this mind? Shankara says here, mind is nothing but composition of various different types of thought modifications. And what are those thought modifications? He just enumerates some of them. Kamaha, Sankalpaha, Vichikitsa, Shraddha, Ashraddha, Dhritihi, Adhritihi, Hrihi, Dhihi, Bhihi, Yiti, Yetat Sarvam Mana Eva. Iti. Okay, Kamadi Srutehe, Kamadi Vrittimat Manaha. So here Shankara quotes a mantra from Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, which states, what is mind is defined in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Kamadi Vrittimat Manaha. Mind is that which is endowed with vrittis, the thought modifications. Like vrittimat means that which has vrittis, that which is endowed with the vrittis, that which is composite of vrittis is called vrittimat. Like vrittimat, buddhimat means one who has buddhi is buddhimat. Like vrittimat means the one who has now jalavat samudraha. If we say jalavat samudra, jalavan samudraha. Jalavan samudraha means what? The ocean which has water. Or you can say tarangavat tarangavan samudraha means what? The ocean which is composite of waves. Like that, vrittimat manaha means the mind which is endowed with or which is a composite of thoughts, thought modifications is called vrittimat manaha. And what are those vrittis? Mind is nothing but composite of vrittis. Kama adi, desire, etc. Mind is a composition of various thought modifications, or mind is that which is endowed with various thought modifications such as desire, etc. Okay. And the previous line he says, kamaha, desire, sankalpaha, decision, volition, vichikitsa, doubt, shraddha, faith, Ashraddha, faithlessness, which is opposite of Shraddha. Dhritihi, fortitude, will. Adhritihi, opposite of Dhritihi. Hrihi, modesty. Dhihi, intellect, knowledge, understanding. Bhihi, fear. Bhihi is a bees, Sakaranta, Stilinga Shabda, feminine gender word. Bhihi, fear. All of them remain gender words only. Yetat sarvam mana eva. All these different types of thoughts are nothing but mind. All of them form the mind. Mind means antahkaranam. Okay. Now, we'll go to the next one. What is mind he defined? Now, he says, tena manasa. Now, he's explained. Now, manasa, the first word of the mantra is taken to for commentary now, commenting. He is taking the first word manasa from the textbook, the text. Manasa, tena manasa, by that mind, which is the composite of vrittis, which is endowed with, which is nothing but composition of vrittis. Vrittis mean thought modifications, such as desire, etc. That with that mind, yat chaitanya jyotihi, manasaha avabhasakam na manute. So you have to take that. Tena manasa na manute. Take that word. Tena manasa na manute. By that mind, one does not think of, one does not conceive of, one does not know, or one does not objectify, na manute does not objectify what chaitanya jyotihi. One does not objectify, one means what? You can say human being. One, a human being, understood here, does not objectify the consciousness, the light of consciousness, through the mind, with the mind. What is the Chaitanya Jyotihi? So, that word yat, yan manasa, is there, isn't it? Yan manasa. The word yan is equal to yat. Yat is a relative pronoun, which means what? Consciousness, the light of consciousness. Yat is equal to light of consciousness. Chaitanya Jyotihi, Atma Jyotihi, Atma Chaitanyam. So, what should they know? Tena manasa, one, okay, a human being, does not objectify the light of consciousness. And what is that light of consciousness? Manasaha avabhasakam. Atma jyotihi, chaitanya jyotihi, manasaha avabhasakam. Avabhasakam means illuminator or enlivener. Okay, illuminator, enlivener or revealer is called avabhasakam. What is avabhasakam here? What is the illuminator or the enlivener? Here, consciousness. Atma jyotihi, chaitanya jyotihi is the illuminator of the mind. Therefore, mind does not object, one does not objectify the atma, light of consciousness through the mind. Okay, the consciousness which is the illuminator of the very mind. Okay, this is the first sentence meaning. Tena manasa yat na manute. That light of consciousness which a human being does not objectify through the mind is what now? That consciousness alone is Brahman. Okay, not anything else. That's what he wants to say. So, what is Brahman? Brahman is that pure consciousness, the light of consciousness, which is the illuminator of the mind, which is the enlivener of the mind, mind, which a human being cannot objectify with the mind, is the Brahman. What is Brahman? Brahman is that consciousness, light of consciousness, which illumines the mind, which a human being does not objectify through the mind, is Brahman. Is it clear? Therefore, chaitanyat is equal to, what is the meaning of the yat? Yat is a relative pronoun. And what is indicated by the pronoun Chaitanya Jyotihi? Chaitanya Jyotihi is a neuter gender word. Chaitanyam is a neuter gender word. Chaitanya Jyotihi is also neuter gender word. Therefore, pronoun yat is used there. If it was Atma, you would have used Ahyaha. Okay? So, Chaitanya Jyotihi is Manasaha Avabhasakam. See, Manaha Avabhasayati means Chaitanya Jyotihi Manaha Avabhasayati means what? Light of consciousness illumines the mind or enlivens the mind. But now, avabhasakam means enlivener, illuminator. Is it clear now? Therefore, one, you have to understand, one should understand, a human being or one does not illumine, objectify Atma, the light of consciousness, through the mind. Why? Because the light of consciousness is the very enlivener, illuminator of the mind. And that consciousness is Tadeva Brahma. What is Brahma? Hey student, Tvam Vidhi, may you know that light of consciousness which is the illuminator of the mind, which one does not objectify through the mind, is Brahman. Okay. Go next time. Then, na manute, then Shankara adds for that verse, na sankalpayati. Na sankalpayati. Does not objectify, just not conceive of, does not think of, then na api nischinoti. Na api nischinoti means what? Does not even ascertain through intellect. Okay, a human being does not means what? Cannot. It is not possible for a human being, for one, to ascertain. Nischinoti means ascertains, makes it, confirms. Okay? The human being, one does not, cannot ascertain even through intellect. So, understood, buddhya, you have to understand. Buddhya api na nischinoti. Nischinoti. Okay? Shaknoti. One cannot even ascertain the Atma through intellect. Why? He says, manasaha avabhasakatvena niyantrutvat. What is the reason? What is the reason that one cannot ascertain the Atma through intellect? Or know, or conceive, or objectify Atma through the mind. Why? Because Atma enjoys the status of being the support. Okay, supporter of the Atma is the support of the mind. Niyanta. Atma is the niyanta. Niyantrutvam means what? Atma enjoys that status. What status? The status of being the supporter. So here Niyanta means controller, but we should take it as support. Support means how supports? Supporting means what? How does Atma support the mind? How does Atma support the control the mind here, not controlling, supporting means, because it is the Atma which proves the very existence of the mind. Mind being dependent on Atma for its very existence, being dependent on the Atma to be illumined, to be enlivened. Okay, mind is dependent on Atma, the consciousness, to be illumined, to be enlivened, thereby being dependent on Atma for its very existence. Okay, We say Atma is the support of the mind. Atma is the prover of the very existence of the mind. Atma being the evidence for the very existence of the mind. Is it clear now? Therefore, manasaha avabhasakatvam. Avabhasakatvam means due to its status, due to its enjoyment or the status of being the illuminator of the mind, Atma is the one which lends existence to the very mind. Therefore, Atma is the very one that which proves the very existence of the mind. Therefore, Atma is the support of the mind. Therefore, Atma, the consciousness, Atma Jyotihi cannot be illumined by the mind, cannot be ascertained through the intellect. Okay, one cannot objectify the mind, objectify the Atma through the mind, cannot ascertain Atma through the intellect. Is it clear? Say yes or no. Sarva Vishayam Prati. Now he further explains. Sarva Vishayam Prati Pratyagyeva Iti Sva Atmani Na Pravartate Antakaranam. I like to please read after me. Sarva Vishayam Prati
Sarva Vishayam Prati
Pratyag
Yeva
Iti Sva Atmani
Na
Pravartate
Antakaranam.
Okay. See, Pratyag means innermost essence. Pratyag means what? Pratyak is the word, which is innermost essence. Sarva Vishayam Prati Pratyak means what? Atma the consciousness, being the very innermost essence of everything, every entity. Every entity means what? Pramata, if you take, what is the innermost essence of the Pramata? Atma. What is the innermost essence of the Pramanam? Atma. What is the innermost essence of the Prameyam? Atma. There is innermost essence of any entity, object of perception or instrument of perception or the very perceiver. Atma happens to be the very innermost essence of the all the entities. So, Sarva Vishayam Prati means what? With regard to every object, everything here, Atma happens to be the essence, innermost essence. Antakaranam Atmani na pravartate. Okay, mind cannot enter into means what? Mind does not enter into, cannot enter into, or mind cannot objectify, what now? Its own innermost essence, the Atma. Mind cannot enter into its own innermost essence. Therefore, because mind cannot enter into its own essence, enter into Atma, because Atma happens to be the innermost essence of every entity. With regard to everything, Atma is the innermost essence. The Sarva Vishaya means all the entities, all the objects. Okay. So Atma happens to be the innermost essence of essence. Regard to everything, mind does not enter into, isn't it, Atma, which is the innermost essence. Therefore, one cannot use the mind to objectify the Atma. Antakaranam na pravartate. Now he again he continues. Antasthena. Read it.
Antasthena.
He. Chaitanya Jyotisha. Avabhasitasya. Manasaha. Manana Samarthyam. So he says. Again further he explains. Manasaha manana samarthyam. The capacity of thinking. Isn't it? Capacity to think. Manana samarthyam means the capacity to think or the capacity to function as the mind is called manana samarthyam. The capacity to think, to conceive, to objectify, to feel, to ascertain, to know, understand, to ascertain, that capacity to see, perceive, objectify, understand, retain and ascertain, that capacity is called what? Manana Samarthyam. The Manana Samarthyam of the mind. Manasaha is a shashti, sixth case. Manasaha manana samarthyam. The capacity of the mind, is it, to function as the mind itself is because of what? Only because the mind is illumined by the consciousness. So Chaitanya Jyotisha Avabhasitasya. Only the mind which has been illumined, enlivened by the light of consciousness alone, has the capacity to function as mind. And what is light of consciousness? Antasthena. Antastha means what? That which is the very innermost essence of the mind. That which is within the mind. Is it clear now? So Atma, the light of consciousness, which is interior to the mind, which is the innermost essence of the mind, being illumined by that light of consciousness, enlivened by that consciousness alone, the mind has the capacity to function as the mind. Is it clear? Tena. Savrittikam manaha.
Savrittikam manaha.
Yena brahmana matam.
Yena brahmana matam.
Tena, therefore, what happened now? Savrittikam manaha. Savrittikam manaha means the mind with thought modifications. The mind with thought modifications. Yena means, and now he is commenting upon the meaning of the word yena. Yena. Yena means what? Brahmana. Which Brahman? The Atma. Brahman is Atma. Yena Brahmana, by which Brahman, the Atma, the consciousness alone, matam. Matam means what? Vishayikritam. Shankara gives the meaning Vishayikritam. Matam literally means a thought, a participle thought. A thought always noun, isn't it? Matam literally means opined thought. Okay? Opinion. Thought, nouns are also means matam. Opined thought also means matam. Considered, known, understood. You can say give so many means as participle. But here matam, you should take it as vishayikritam. Vishayikritam means objectified. So, brahmana vishayikritam manaha. Means what? by which Brahman, the Atma, the light of consciousness alone, mind is objectified. The mind with all its various thought modifications, okay, mind which is of various thought modifications, is objectified by that light of consciousness. That light of consciousness alone is Brahman. That's the meaning. Vishayikrita means vyaptam. Vyaptam means what? Matam. Vyaptam vishayikrita means the mind is, look at this, this mind which is endowed with varieties of vrittis, thought modifications, is pervaded by consciousness and objectified by consciousness. Is it? And that consciousness alone, that consciousness by which alone mind is objectified, mind is pervaded, mind is illumined, that consciousness alone is Brahman. Ahuhu, vyaptam, letin, ahuhu, there's the word ahuhu. Ahuhu means say. Who say this? Ahuhu, Shankara gives a meaning, kathayanti. Kathayanti means say, people say. Who are the people who say this? Brahma vidaha. Upanishad itself talks about men of, great men of vision. Brahma vidaha means paramburulai arindavarhal. Those who know the reality, those who know Brahman, the men of, great men of vision, they say this. What do they say? They say that mind which is mind with the vrittis itself is objectified by Atma, the light of consciousness, which alone is Brahman. Is it clear? In fact, tasmat tadeva manasaha atmanam pratyakchetayitaram brahma vidhi. Therefore, manasaha atmanam, tadeva manasaha atmanam. Please know, may you know that Atma, the self of the mind, pratyak chetayitaram, the innermost essence which is the enlivener of the mind. May you know that innermost essence of the mind, the consciousness, which is the chetayita. Okay? Chetayita means which lends sentiency, which makes the mind sentient and conscious. Which lends sentiency and which makes the mind sentient and conscious. That Atma, the consciousness, the innermost essence of the mind, which alone makes the mind sentient and conscious. Okay, may you know that consciousness alone to be Brahman. What is Brahman? That consciousness, pure consciousness, the light of consciousness, the Atma, which enlivens the mind, which makes the mind sentient and conscious, that consciousness alone is Brahman, that Atma alone is Brahman, not anything that you are worshipping. Na idam ityadi purvavatu. Shankara does not want to waste his time on the same old things. So we have to, on the second line, we have to understand. Other than that, nothing else is Brahman. What is Brahman? That Atma alone is Brahman. Which Atma? Atma, which is the innermost essence of the mind. and which a mind does not objectify, cannot objectify, illumine, whereas that which makes the mind conscious and sentient, which illumines the mind, okay, illuminator of the mind, that consciousness alone is the, is Brahman. In fact, to be frank, we have to say here, we have two types of knowledge. What is two types of knowledge? Vritti jnanam, swarupa jnanam. If you say, there is light, it is daytime, morning time, there is light. When you say there is light, what does it mean? You know there is light. So what can you say? I know there is light. I know there is light. This knowledge, this is what knowledge? I know there is light means there is knowledge. That knowledge of light is called what? Vritti jnanam. Every time you say, I know there is light. I know this is a cup. I know this is a flower. When you say, there's also another knowledge. I know that I know light. I know that I know flower. When you say, I know flower, you also know that, what do you know? I know that I know the flower. I know that I know the light. That I know that I know is what? Swarupa jnanam. I know the light, I know somebody. I know this is a cup. I know that I know this is a cup. Is it clear now? That second knower is what? I know that I know this is a cup. That, okay, the first knowledge is vritti jnanam. Second knowledge is swarupa jnanam. The second, isn't it? That is what? So that knower is the knower of the mind. Innermost essence of the mind. Knowledge of the knowledge is Atma. Arivayum arihindra arivu. Arivirkku arivai. They say pratyakchetayita. Pratyakchetayita means what? Knowledge of the knowledge. Knower of the knowledge. Knower of the knowledge is nothing but knowledge only. Pure knowledge. That's why we say light of the light. Okay, now what happens here? That knower of the knowledge, light of the light, isn't it? Knowledge of the knowledge. That knowledge, can one objectify? Can one experience? That knowledge of the knowledge, innermost essence of the mind, cannot be objectified through the mind. but it has to be, cannot be observed to the mind. It should be understood as the very observer I. It has to be that knower, that observer, knower of knowledge is nothing but consciousness, which should be claimed as one's own self, aham. Don't go, don't make efforts to objectify, observe, experience that consciousness, the knowledge of the knowledge, knower of the knowledge, claim that consciousness as aham. Is it clear?
Yes.
That consciousness which should be claimed as the content of aham, and the meaning of aham alone is Brahman. Is it clear?
Yes.
Okay. Na idam ityadi purvavat. Purvavat means what? Like the previous verses, as it has been said earlier in the previous verses, understand the meaning of the second line. Na idam yad idam upasate. Anything else other than that Atma, which object, all the objects of worship are not Brahman. Okay. But next verse now. Yachakshusha na pasyati. Yena chakshum shi pasyati. Tadeva brahmatvam viddhi.
Tadeva brahmatvam viddhi.
Nedam yadidam upasate.
Nedam yadidam upasate.
Okay. Yat chakshusha na pasyati. One that, yat again is that, which, that Atma Jyotihi, that light of consciousness, the Atma, which one does not see through eyes. Chakshusha na pasyati. Atma, the light of consciousness, okay, one does not see through the eyes. One does not see through that light of consciousness. Yena chakshumshi pasyati. By which consciousness alone one sees, one perceives even the eyes. May you know that consciousness alone as the Brahman, not any other object of worship. Okay. Let us see the meaning of this meaning in Shankara's Bhashyam. Yat, you know, yat chakshusha na pasyati.
Yat chakshusha na pasyati.
It means chakshusha, you know, by the eye, through the eyes. Pasyati means na vishayi karoti. Pasyati means simply sees. Seeing means what? Seeing, hearing, everything else mean. All these different verbs. Sees, hears, smells, tastes, no, feels. All these verbs imply objectification of something. Therefore, pasyati na pasyati is equal to na vishayi karoti. Learn new verb. Na vishayi karoti. Vishayi karoti means objectifies. Vishayaha means object. Vishayi karoti means objectifies. Na vishayi karoti means does not objectify. Antahkarana, say no?
Antahkarana.
Vritti sanyuktena.
Vritti sanyuktena.
So, antahkarna vritti sanyuktena is adjective for chakshusha. Lokaha here means one, a person, any human being. Okay? Lokaha, the word must be taken as a human being here. Okay? One, a human being, does not, cannot objectify Atma, the consciousness, the light of consciousness, through the eyes, backed by the mind. Because eyes, no sense organ can objectify, no sense organ can really illumine any external object by itself without being backed by the mind. Without being supported and backed by the mind, without the attention of the mind backing the sense organ is incapable of illumining any object. Therefore, Shankara makes it very clear here, antahkarana vritti sanyuktena means the eye which is associated or backed by the focused attention of the mind. Focused attention of the mind, by that eye, through that eye, one does not, cannot objectify Atma. Is it clear? Okay. Yena chakshumshi. Okay. Pashyati. That means, so that consciousness is that which one cannot objectify through the eyes, backed by the focused attention of the mind, and that by which alone one objectifies, one sees chakshumshi. Chakshumshi, here we should be very careful. Chakshuhu is, Shankara always is very conscious. He gives the meaning, different meaning. Because chakshuhu is a singular. Chakshumshi is a plural word. How can the mantra use the plural word? Because we have only two eyes. Chakshu, chakshu, chakshumshi. Isn't it? But only dual must have been used. Because two eyes. But here the plural word is used. That means the chakshumshi should be taken as very various, innumerable, countless forms, okay, which are forms which are perceived through the two eyes. Even the eyes are two, but the forms which are perceived through the eyes are many. And those, one can see the objects, the various forms, innumerable forms, perceived through the eyes in one's own mind, in the thought form. Is it? Vritti. Only two eyes. But how many vrittis you have? You have so many vrittis of different external objects. So here chakshumji should be taken as what? Those forms, okay? Innumerable, countless forms which are perceived through the eye, two eyes. And those forms, where are they seen? Those forms which are seen in the realm of thoughts. When you see the object outside, there is light, when you say, that means what? You have the vritti there. If there is no light vritti in your mind, you cannot see the light outside. Know that? Therefore, how many ever objects you perceive outside, how many ever forms you perceive outside through the two eyes, all those various objects you are perceiving outside through the eyes
are already perceived here in the form of thoughts. And who is the one who is the perceiver of all those thoughts? Thoughts of different forms. Atma. Okay, therefore, that by which alone one sees the various thoughts of various objects perceived through the eyes, and that which cannot be seen through the eyes backed by the mind is the Atma, the consciousness, and that consciousness alone is Brahman. May you know that very clearly. You said that consciousness means what? That consciousness, you are that consciousness. You, that consciousness alone, are Brahman. Don't say consciousness is Brahman. I itself am the consciousness alone, Brahman. That must be your understanding. Okay, you are not here. You are consciousness. That is very, very important, you see. Consciousness is Brahman means you can any statement, is it? What happens to you then? Whenever you say consciousness is Brahman, you have to say, that is where moksha is, otherwise there is no moksha. Well, Shankara says, yena chakshumsi, yena, by which alone, chakshumsi. Chakshumsi means what? Not the eyes here. Pluralistic perceptions. Rupa vrittayaha. Chakshumsi should be taken as rupa vrittayaha. Rupa vrittayaha means what? Pluralistic perceptions. The one that with by which alone one sees the pluralistic perceptions. You can say rupa vrittis. The vrittis are the different forms. So chakshumshi, Shankara gives his meaning. Antahkarana. Say no.
Antahkarana.
Vritti bheda. Bhinnaha. Antahkarana vritti bheda bhinnaha. Chakshur vrittihi pashyati. Vrittihi. Chakshur vrittihi. Antahkarana vritti bheda bhinnaha chakshur vrittihi. Got it? Antakarana vritti bheda bhinnaha chakshur vrittihi means the pluralistic perceptions, rupa vrittis. They are implied by the word chakshu, chakshumsi. Shankara does not mean eyes. And the mantra does not say eyes. The various perceptions of forms, isn't it? One who sees the perceptions, one who is the perceiver of the perceptions. Is it clear now? Knower of the knowledge. That's what I told earlier. Okay, I know, in every time when you say, there's two knowledge, two knowers, okay? I know there is light. When you say, it implies what? I know that I know there is light. Every time you say, I know that I know. When you say, I don't know also, what does it mean? I know that I don't know. Always knowledge. That's why we say what? Irul veli irandukkum oridam enna. Irul veli irandukkum oridam na. There is a knowledge and ignorance for both. There is illuminator of knowledge and ignorance is one and the same consciousness. I know that I don't know. That means what? Is it? That one who pashyati yena pashyati, that with the light of which consciousness alone, one sees even, one perceives in various perceptions of forms. That consciousness I am, that consciousness is Brahman. Okay. Chaitanyatma Jyotisha Vishayi Karoti Vyapnoti. Okay. See, Chaitanya Atma Jyotisha Vishayi Karoti Pashyati. For that, Mihankarasha gives the meaning. Pashyati sees. Sees means what? Chaitanya Atma Jyotisha Vishayi Karoti Vyapnoti. One sees, one objectifies even the thoughts, okay, thoughts, very vrittis of forms, okay, thoughts of them, one objectifies them. What now? With which light of consciousness? Because of the light of consciousness alone, the objectification of perceptions is possible. Objectification of, okay, objectification of the very, not only the perceived are objectified, perceptions are also objectified because of the consciousness. Experienced are objectified, experiences are also objectified because of which light of consciousness. That light of consciousness is nothing but Atma, the Self, yourself. And that Atma, yourself, the pure consciousness alone is Brahman. Chaitanya Atma Jyotisha Vishayi Karoti, objectifies. So, when you say, see, there is light, when you say, there is light is what? Knowledge. That knowledge is what? Thought, mind. Is it now? Vritti Jnanam. There is light is the knowledge, which is a Vritti Jnanam, which is a thought which forms part of the mind. There is knowledge of the light, isn't it? I know. There is knowledge of the light. I know that I know is what? Objectification of the very knowledge which is perception. So here, Chaitanya Jyotisha Vishayi Karoti Vyapnoti. Chaitanya Atma Jyotisha Vishayi Karoti Vyapnoti. So this actually is very important, subtle lesson. You have to be very careful. That, see, the objectification of the very perception. Do you understand? Objectification of the external perceived object. Objectification of the very perception means what? Perception also is made an object of perception. Is it? That ultimate perceiver, ultimate observer, observer of the, is observer, knower of the knower, knowledge of the knowledge, is what? The light of consciousness, which is nothing but the self-atma. Therefore, don't ever make efforts to experience, observe, objectify that Atma, the consciousness, claim that consciousness, the observer, witness consciousness as the very self, which is Brahman. Okay. Yachrotrena na shrunoti. Yachrotrena na shrunoti. Yena shrotram idam shrutam tadeva brahmatvam
vidhi.
Nedam yadidam upasate. Same idea is conveyed further. Yat means that yat relative pronoun stands for light of consciousness, chaitanyam, or can say pure consciousness, atma jyotihi. Shrotrena na shrunoti. One does not objectify the Atma, the consciousness, cannot objectify Atma, the consciousness, as a sound through the ear, organ of hearing. One listen, isn't it, as a sound, okay. Yena shrotram idam shrutam, and Atma, the light of consciousness alone. Okay, one is able to know even the organ of hearing because of the light of consciousness. That Atma, light of consciousness, by which alone one can hear the organ of hearing. It means what? One can know about the organ of hearing. Is that Brahman? What is Brahman? Tadeva Brahma Tvam Viddhi Na Idam Yad Idam Upasate. We'll read the Bhashyam now. Yachrotrena
na
shrunoti. So Shankara gives explanation. Dig devata adishtitena akashakaryena manovritti sanyuktena na vishayi karoti lokaha. See, lokaha, you should understand as a human being. Okay? One does not objectify, cannot objectify Atma, the consciousness, okay, through the organ of hearing, which is backed by the focused attention of the mind, and which is nothing but the product of this space, okay, product of space, for which the devata is, what now, which is, space is the devata, for which space is the devata, which is the product of the akasha, and which is backed by the focal attention of the mind, and by that sense organ, called the ear, one cannot objectify Atma. And that Atma, what is it which can be objectified through the ear? Of course, the sense organ of hearing, the sukshma indriyam, must be backed by the focused attention of the mind, no doubt. And this organ of hearing is what now? He is a product of the akasha. And for which dig devata is supported by what? Dig devata. the space. But this organ of hearing can objectify what the object called a sound. But that organ of hearing itself is capable of objectifying the sound, capable of functioning as the organ of hearing, because it is blessed by Atma, the consciousness. How? Because it's backed by the mind, which is blessed by the consciousness. Therefore, and this that consciousness being blessed by which alone my organ of hearing functions as organ of hearing cannot, therefore the organ of hearing cannot objectify that Atma, the consciousness. That consciousness alone is Brahman. Atma, the consciousness alone is Brahman. Yena Shrotram idam Shrutam. Shrutam, here Shankara gives yet Prasiddham. Prasiddham. Prasiddham means what? See, the organ of hearing, the power of hearing is quite well known as what? Quite well known as something because of which alone the object called sound is heard. Without the power of hearing, the object called sound will ever be non-existent. Therefore, how famous it is, how well known it is. Shruta means well heard. Well heard means very famous, very eminent. Okay, it's well known. Prasiddha means well known. So the power of hearing, the organ of hearing is well known. Why? Because it is known for its capacity to objectify the object called sound. And that power of hearing, organ of hearing itself is well known as the instrument of hearing because it is blessed by Atma, the consciousness. Because of the blessings of Atma, the consciousness alone, the organ of power of hearing has the capacity to objectify the sound. Chaitanya. Atma Jyotisha Vishayi Kritam. Okay, and therefore that Atma consciousness alone, Tadeva Ityadi Purvavati, that consciousness, the Atma, because of which alone, blessed by which alone, the power of hearing is capable of being power of hearing, that consciousness alone is Brahman, not any other object of worship. May you know this. Okay? We'll go to the last one. Yat pranena na praniti yena pranaha praniyate yena pranaha praniyate Tadeva Brahmatvam Vidhi Nedam Yadidam Upasate. So Yat Pranena Na Praniti Yena Pranaha Praniyate. So the word here Pranaha, look at this. Pranaha has two meanings. One is Mukhya Pranaha, other one is Gauna Pranaha. Mukhya Prana and Gauna Prana. Mukhya Pranaha means five physiological functions. Gauna Pranaha means, you know, all the
11 sense organs can be taken as Gauna Pranaha. Mainly the organ of smelling. Organ of smelling is Gauna Prana. Because every time you smell something, you have to say, you have to inhale. How nice this smell is. You have to do like this. Therefore, Grana is what? Gauna Prana. Ghanaha means our power of smelling. Our power of smelling. Gauna Pranaha. So Shankara takes both the pranas here. What is it? Pranena na praniti. Yena pranaha praniyate. Yena pranaha praniyate. Tadeva brahma tvambiddhi. Na idam yadidam upasate. We will see the meaning. Yat pranena.
Yat pranena.
Ghranena. Parth ghranena. Parthivena. Nasika.
Nasika.
Puta.
Puta.
Antara. Antaravas.
Antaha.
Avasthitena.
Avasthitena.
Antakarana.
Antakarana.
Prana vrittibhyam.
Prana vrittibhyam.
Sahitena.
Sahitena.
Yanna.
Yanna.
Praniti.
Praniti.
Gandhavate.
Gandhavate.
Na.
Na.
Vishayi karoti.
Vishayi karoti.
Okay. He says, pranena means here, Gauna pranena. Gauna prana means what here? Granena. Grana means power of smelling. He talks about every sense organ. So by the power of smelling, parthivena, power of smelling is what now? Belongs to prithivi. Parthivaha means anything pertaining to prithivi is called parthiva. Mannukku sambandhapattan artham. Parthiva means what? Pertaining to the earth is called parthiva. So parthivena granena means what? This form, the devata, isn't it? The power of smelling, which is associated with the mother, the earth. Earth, because the power of smelling is what? Devata is earth only. The power of smelling, devata is earth element. Therefore, parthivena means the power of smelling, which is called Gauna Prana, okay, which is also involved in, because in smelling, sometimes when you have to inhale, it's called Gauna Prana. So by this power of smelling, which has the blessings of the earth, Nasika putantaravasthitena antakarana pranavrittibhyam sahitena. Nasika puta antaravasthitena antakarana pranavrittibhyam sahitena means what? The power of smelling. Look at this. Power of smelling, which is there what now? In these two nostrils, isn't it? Backed by attention of the mind. That by that power of smelling, Atma, the consciousness, cannot be objectified. Okay, cannot be objectified. Whereas, Yanna Praniti Gandhavanna Vishayi Karoti, or without which this power of smelling, because of the consciousness, because of which alone one can objectify the very power of smelling. What is that because of which alone one can objectify the power of smelling? What is that because of which alone, being blessed by the conscious, which alone the power of smelling functions as power of smelling? The capacity to objectify its object. That consciousness is what now? Cannot be objectified through this organ of smelling. And that consciousness is Brahman. The consciousness is you, and you are that Brahman. You are that Brahman. Yena Chaitanya Atma Jyotisha Avabhasyatvena Swavishayam Prati Pranaha Praniyate. So that, what is it? That consciousness, Atma Jyotihi, the light of consciousness, is that because of which alone, being illumined by that consciousness alone, that being illumined by which alone, this power of smelling is capable of objectifying its object, okay, functioning as the power of smelling. The power of smelling has the status of being the power of smelling because it is blessed by the consciousness. So that consciousness, blessed by which alone the power of smelling is capable of power of smelling, that consciousness alone is Brahman, not any other object of worship. Na idam yad idam upasate praniyate pranaha praniyate. Praniyate means what? It functions as the organ of smelling. Tadeva, okay, ityadi sarvam samanam. Sarvam samanam. Samanam means what now? The same, similar. Okay, the rest of the mantra is what now? Similar like the previous ones. Iti prathama kandaha. Prathama kandhari, not prathama. Iti prathama kandaha. This is the first section. Is over. Is clear now? So what you have to take here? Atma, what is Brahman here? A Brahman is that Atma, the content of I, the meaning of the I, the pure consciousness, which no sense organ can objective, which cannot be objectified through any sense organ, and that because of which alone every sense organ is capable of functioning as sense organ, that consciousness alone is Brahman, not any other object of worship. Now that consciousness alone is Brahman means what? You are the consciousness, and that you, the consciousness alone, are Brahman, not any of these sense organs, which not even the mind, all of them function because of that consciousness only. Being illumined by the consciousness, enlivened by the consciousness, lent existence by the consciousness, alone they all function as what they are, and that consciousness alone is Brahman, not any of these objects of worship. Have I made it clear or not?
Yes.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.